At Dominican University of California, we are known for our academics and our sports.
Senior Tyler Burst blew the crowd away with his renditions of spoken word poetry.
But there's another side to the Dominican student that people fail to recognize.
I think I've been doing poetry since like middle school.
Join us Wednesday, October 23rd in Angelico at 7 p.m. for Soul Candy 9. Witness these students showcase their artistic ability. Dancing, singing, poetry, and more. See you on October 23rd in Angelico at 7 p.m.
Dominican University, are you out there? Yes, sirree, worldwide. This is Dominican University doing Soul Candy 9. That's right, on the World Wide Web, they can hear what we're doing right now at Dominican University. This is the single largest performance, student-driven, in the history of Dominican University. We have 13 performers, some of the founding fathers you're going to see right here, alive and well. So ladies and gentlemen, we begin, under the direction of Mark Culbertson, the Dominican University Jazz Band. Hit it!
Thank you. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is Soul Candy 9. the Dominican University of California Jazz Band. Radio.dominican.edu, Soul Candy 9.
The Dominican Jazz Band. Put your hands together. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Evan Ferguson, our lead producer tonight. Mr. Evan Ferguson.
Henry Schreibman, he's our faculty advisor. He's been running Soul Candy for the past, 140 years?
140 years, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so we have great things for you tonight. Take a listen.
So this is Soul Candy 9. This is the ninth time we've ever done Soul Candy, and it just gets bigger and better every year, and that's thanks to you guys. Give yourselves a hand.
We have over 220 people here right now, and we're just beginning the evening. We have 13 great performers, and we are blessed to have our faculty sponsor all the way to the dean level. Put your hands together for the Arts, Humanities, and Social Science Dean, who's now going to stand up, who's a performing artist herself, Nicola Pitchford. Every school is represented. BSU is represented. We got Coppamelia represented. Do we have any people from Coppamelia?
So what Soul Candy is about is this is our opportunity to show that we're not just students, we're not just nursing majors, business majors. This is how we show that, you know, we are artists, we are musicians, we are poets, we are singers, and we have skills beyond just beer pong trick shots.
We're learning as we go. By the way, we mentioned that we have a worldwide radio audience. Are there any students who study nursing here? Okay, business, anybody study business? Oh, all right. Anybody study in the arts, humanities, social sciences? All right, we're happening tonight.
So our next performer, he's a senior. He transferred out of Dominican, and then he came back because he just loves it too much here. So please give a warm welcome to Dan Wilson.
Fourth year economics. Dan Wilson.
The last time I performed, I think it was in diapers, so just keep, be easy on me. Just a little bit about the music. I started creating my own music actually just over the summer. I've been playing piano for a long time, but I'm going to play two short songs for you. The first one you'll probably recognize, and the second one you won't.
Thank you.
bit different, so you might be able to tell the difference.
Dan Wilson, our fourth-year business major. Give him a hand. And while you're at it, why don't you give a hand to our road crew here? It's their first time ever performing at Soul Candy, and they could use a little encouragement. So our next performer, you've probably seen her around. She's kind of hard to miss. She's loud, she's proud, and she's got a lot of tattoos. She's a fourth year comm major. Please welcome Noelle Roldan.
What's up, guys? How's everyone doing? Ball is life. Ball is life. There's the basketball team back there. Cool. You guys are a great crowd already. Super quiet. That's just how I like it. There you go. Okay, so I do spoken word. I've done it for the last, I think, 4 Soul Candies. The fall semester, I'm always super not prepared because it's right when basketball season starts, and I'm usually running around like a chicken with their head cut off. So I'm going to read off this paper, but don't get mad at me. The first one is called I'm Poetic, and then the second one, I'm going to try to keep a tune on my uke and say a poem at the same time. So even if I suck, you guys need to clap for me. Hey! All right. So the first one, I'm Poetic. I'm poetic. I don't need to hear no critics, and you'll understand why when I'm finished, see. My mind is full of rhymes that you call poetry, but to me these words are emotion. I refer to them as flowetry. My heart doesn't speak, it sings. And in every verse, I leave a piece of me. I tend to be the realest when I spit, because with every verse, I can't help but to be real at this. See, I love this. Because when your words just flow together, the truth has to follow. This poetic justice reminds me I'm alive, that my heart ain't hollow. I've said it before. This pen bleeds my emotion. This devotion takes me away from my reality to a place where I can be happy. This method is survival at its best. Because when life's a mess, I just pick up a pen and these words lend a helping hand to my psyche. Without this art form, insane I might be. The way these words dance off my tongue is enticing. Like lightning, I strike every bad memory down and let inspiration pick me up. And never dwell, but only reminisce on where I come from. Thank you. All right, so this next poem is a soft love poem, because I'm kind of a softy. But that's a secret, so don't tell anyone. Take a seat, I'm about to perform. You won't want to miss this, it's gonna be good. Let me tell you three words, and I want them to be the most genuine three that you've ever heard. See, I want them to fill you with warmth when they flow into your ears. And it appears that these three words are just a mere metaphor for a life full of joy and only a little bit of rain, because sunshine without a few showers just ain't the same. And if you can promise to love me with no limits, then we can find a way to make it last to the finish. And even if you trip, I can catch you before you hit the ground. If you get lost, just yell for me, you'll be found, see. So if love gets harder, just love me harder, please. And three words is all we'll ever need. I love you. Hey.
She's Superwoman on the court and off the court. Put your hands together. Come on, tell her you love some of that stuff. Noel. Hey, you've heard that this is the 9th iteration. You are not going to believe what we're going to do for the 10th one in the spring. So if any of y'all have some talent, any of you have talent? All right, come and talk to me, talk to Evan, talk to Tori. We're putting that together starting next week. Okay, it takes a lot of work. But let me show you somebody who this school has come to love. He's an alum. He was a major in music and a minor in psych. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the founding fathers of Soul Candy, Mr. Gabriel Guevara.
Thank you all for coming. I remember our first year, we had 25 people, including myself. Thank you for continuing the legacy, for being great, for continuing. Thank you all. Have a great night.
Thank you, Gabe. So, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things we love is mixed media. We're now about ready to go all island on you. You ready to go island? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the third year chemistry major, Fua Taualole! joy and the strength of the women of Tahiti, which are like Fuwe. The beauty and the strength of the women of the islands. So listen, one of our veteran performers, Michael Meekins, is here tonight. Uncle Michael, oh my God, one of the finest, sweetest voices you'll ever see in the rap scene. This is a fourth year business major. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Michael Meekins.
You see, it happened a while ago when I figured out that you were the one. But since then, I've only written you 2 love letters and gotten you 3 sets of flowers, but I have done everything for you. You see, I remember once asking you if you knew what it meant to count the stars and to lose the moon, and you told me no, and well, I was glad because you like the moon, and metaphorically, I can be your moon because you don't give your attention to stars trying to outshine me or anything light years behind me, and you know that I know that when you look around at the end of the day, it'll never be hard to find me, and I'll always be right there. See, you make me feel like I'm a kid again, so I want our hearts to play hide and seek, so maybe I should close my eyes and count to 10, because you got my heart jumping like it's hopscotch, and really, I don't even know how that game is played, so maybe I should say it's more like double dutch, because all I know is when I'm with you, my heart beats faster. You see, I treat every time like it could be the last time, and I think of the last time as if it were the first time, so every time you give me any time, I just wish we could reverse time just so we could do it all over again. You see, it's been about 8.5 months since I first met. It's been 36 weeks since I first met. Wait. It's been 253 days since I first met you. But to be more specific, it's been 21,859,200 seconds since I first met you. And I don't mean to sound impatient, but I have died every day waiting for you. You see, I felt like I was lost, wandering somewhere between space and time, and there was no equation for me to solve and no formula to figure it out, and I felt like the laws of physics couldn't do anything for me. But the moment I laid eyes on you, I figured it out. And I'm not talking about the probability or the possibility, because you know as well as I know that I can put one and one together. I just hope that I always get you. You see, I was hoping I didn't have to tell you this, but I was hoping there would be something for us to celebrate every single day of the year, and well, so far we've got your birthday and we've got my birthday, and well, frankly, anything else is nobody else's business, but there's something I've been meaning to ask you. Do you remember the first time we talked on the phone for 10 hours straight and I told you I didn't want to fall asleep, but I couldn't keep my eyes open? I didn't want to open my eyes because I didn't want to stop seeing your face. And I remember the first time we played air hockey together, because somewhere between your laugh and your smile, I saw everything that I've ever wanted. And right now, I'm kind of remembering that you don't really like public displays of affection. So I'm sorry if you think this is me being goofy, but I'm trying to be romantic. But every dumb, misguided, or anticlimactic thing that I've ever done for you has been for you and only for you. You see, I believe things happen with time, but not because of time. So the only countdown I have is for when the ball drops, because I remember you telling me that you like fireworks and you've never had a New Year's kiss, and neither have I. So I look at you the way I look in mirrors. So while I'm looking back at the other half of me, I see more than just a fraction of me, because you're all of me, because I give you all of me. So all I need is you to give your all to me, because your heart is the greatest thing you could ever offer me. Hold on. Sorry. Y'all threw me off a little bit. Oh, and that reminds me, there's something I've been meaning to ask you. But honestly, I don't really know what I'm doing, because, well, what I do know is this. If you want something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. And while I'm trusting you, and while I'm drowning you, and Lord knows that I can't swim, and I can't fight this feeling, and even if I try, Lord knows that I can't win. But sometimes it's okay to lose, because it happened long ago that I lost myself in you. But this is more than just finders keepers, so I'll be yours if you'll have me, because I want to experience the world with you. And I know you like trying new things, so I hope this is a change of pace, because I love the way you talk about the future. And frankly, I've been thinking about forever. See, this isn't really supposed to make sense, it's just supposed to make you happy. But if there was a better way for me to help you understand, I'd probably have to stop using so many words. So maybe I'll just shut up and say what I've been meaning to say the whole time, because, well, this poem could have been a lot shorter. But you're beautiful, and I love everything about you. And ever since I met you, I couldn't imagine my life without you. And if someone in this room offered me all the money in the world, I wouldn't even know how to. See, I don't want to rush things, and I know you hate when other people make assumptions, but I've been counting the days since I've met you, so maybe it's time we make this something. Not that it was nothing before, we just never put a title on it, and I know this isn't what you were expecting, but I like to live life by the moment. See, your love is one in a million, and you are one in 7.1 billion. And frankly, I'm tired of using numbers because I've already found the one, and that reminds me, I've been meaning to ask you something.
Michael Meekins, the love man. Put your hands together. Smooching on the 25th row. Michael Meekins, give him some thanks. Thank you, Michael. He'll be here again in the spring. Oh, yeah. Right about now, I want to bring out one of our producers, and then we'll bring out our next act. I want you to see somebody who works really hard behind the scenes. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Tori Escalada. Tori worked on the PR. She got this word out. She made sure we had a poster, and she built you as an audience. Put your hands. Thank Tori, one of our great vocal artists. Modest as hell, fourth year business. So now you'll get to meet our other producer. You've seen him. He's tall, he's handsome, and he's got fine hair. Do I know hair? You bet. He has been with us for now his fourth year. He started as a freshman, and he was there when this thing really started to happen. Now he's our lead producer for the second Soul Candy in a row. Put your hand together for my spoken word poet, baccalaureate man, Evan Ferguson.
There's a girl who's using broken teeth to chew up every word before she speaks, giving her a better reason to be misunderstood. She's the best of bad situations. She's not quite complacent, but she's always adjacent to trouble. On the back of her shirt rests the all-seeing eye, looking into the future of her past going past, which is her present. Her present presence presents itself in the manner most befitting a funeral home. She's sympathetic, not because she cares about your suffering, but because she knows she'll get paid. She's engaged in emotional prostitution. So get out on the corner of that emotional crossroads, baby, and sell your sentiment to the devil. See if he'll sign on the dotted line to trade the last bit of his ever-loving soul for the sole bit of everlasting love you got left. You got left. You've been left. I've been left. In fact, I've been left and right looking for something, and I don't quite know what it looks like, but I'll know it when I see it. Because I'm the kind of guy who has to hit I love you with a mallet to make sure it's not just a reflex. But she has a stained glass heart. But she's never stood back far enough to know that the fault lines aren't her fault, but mine. And everybody she's ever trusted enough to get close enough with rocks to show her how hard they could throw. There's a young man with fists for heartbeats that he uses to beat back heartless harpies that harp at his every heartstring. He's up to his neck in noose knots now, crumpled like the finished end of a cigarette, burnt out. But there's no tragedy so distinct in his heart that he won't still force himself to laugh and say something, 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 something about the path. But if two paths diverged in a yellow wood, he'd hang himself off the shoulder of the one less traveled by because he thinks it won't make any difference. I'm afraid for him because he hasn't yet learned you can't play a piano with clenched fists. He doesn't want you to believe that anything behind the mask exists. But he'll still stumble forward, having tied back his own hands, because he's learned how to move, but he's never learned how to stand. But he's tied anchors to his ankles, so he'll stay upright if still sinking. Because if you pretend long enough, you might just make some truth. After all, they say art imitates life, and it's an art, living. actors, every one of us, and all the world's a stage, but if you die, you die for real. There's no pretending in this play. And if perchance you might decide to try to run away, there's no curtain you can hide behind, just the closure of the day. But somewhere, there's a family where everything is fine, where braces fix broken teeth and noose knots come untied, where fingers grace ivory keys and everybody dies, but it's okay. It's okay. It's gonna be okay. I remember the first year I performed here, I was so nervous I forgot all my words. So I stood up here for like 3 minutes, just sweating. Our next performer will probably have a lot more confidence than me, at least we hope. Her name is April Perez, and she's gonna play the piano and sing a song for y'all.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Soul Candy 9. We just heard from Evan Ferguson, and Evan is also one of the producers of this year's Soul Candy.
He's tall. Okay. Hi, I'm April Perez. This is my first time here at Soul Candy. I am a freshman, an OT major, and I'm from LA. Give me LA. Woo! Okay. So I prepared for you tonight a medley that I wrote over the weekend, and they're songs you are familiar with, so I hope you enjoy.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Reeds drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. For me, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know what I mean. Blossom on a tree, you know what I mean. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. I love you, but I gotta stay true. My morals got me on my knees and begging, please stop playing games. I don't know what you do, but you do it good, just like you knew you would. I don't know what this is, but you do it well. I'm on a spell. Got me begging you for mercy. Why don't you release me? You got me begging you for mercy. Why won't you release me? I said you better release me. I said you better release me. Said you better release
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and I'll watch them roll away again. I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I got nothing to live for, nothing's gonna come my way. I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay, wasting time, wasting time, wasting time. Stars, when you shine, you know what I mean. Scent of the pine, you know what I mean. Yeah, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is Soul Candy 9 here at Angelico Hall on the campus of Dominican University of California.
How about that voice, huh? Wow, and she's a freshman. Man, I can't believe that. She's our lifeblood. She's going to be doing this for the next 4, maybe 5 years. She's an OT major. You never know. So if any of you are in the crowd of freshmen, sophomores, juniors, we need you here. I'm graduating, Michael's graduating, Noelle's graduating. You got big shoes to fill. I'm not just talking about my size 12s. I know, I'm hilarious, right? Our next performer is another freshman. She's an English major with a creative writing emphasis, and she's going to show you just what that training is doing for her. Please welcome to the stage, Kylie Walsh.
All right, today I'm going to be reading a poem that I wrote, and it's called Retrospect. One, tucked between his side and arm, curled up like springtime crickets, and it's raining inside, and it's raining outside. Two, I am scared of 7 things. Falling, getting grabbed from behind, strangers, getting kidnapped, being ugly, being judged for being scared of being ugly, and burning to death. I love seven things: climbing, surprise hugs, meeting people, walking alone at night, experimentation, being a self-proclaimed feminist, and fire. Want to know a secret? I'm really scared of 38 things, but one of them is revealing too much, and seven is a symbolic number because I cried for 7 hours and he for 7 minutes. I don't know what he's afraid of, but I know it's not street vendors, overeager waitresses, large crowds, heights, enclosed spaces, driving long distances, or the ocean. Three. Once, I almost died when I tried to run across the street without looking both ways, and he pulled me back from the shining mouth of a Subaru because he was shaking, and I was laughing because he valued my presence more than I did and more than I ever will. Four. He cooked grilled cheese for dinner on the stove. I always used the oven. He burnt the bread. I took over, sending him out to play soccer with his brothers as I watched from the window, self-imposed. Five. I met him at homecoming when I was 15. When I was 16, I had crutches tucked up under my arms and a foot in the air. When I was 17, I threw up 3 hours beforehand after hearing a boy I knew drink himself to death at 18. We did not discuss 14. Six, the first time I went to his house, 21 miles inland, it was snowing on the coast 2 days before the end of the year. Seven. Eight, his family flew me out to Hawaii. That summer we became adults. The 4th of July, we left the party. We walked down the beach until the sunset, walked back to the house to lie down in the dark, watching the stars turn softly. Nine, we packed a basket of desserts and lemonade, grabbed a blanket, and went to the lake in the shade of an oak tree that I said I would climb, but didn't. We dressed up to go dancing, but did very little dancing. Black and white and gold and purple and blue, two masquerades, where masks were banned from the second and end to anemones. We went on the Ferris wheel. He said he was haunted by sadness while I thought about falling. I kissed him in the car, so he got me back twice when he kissed me in the rain. I didn't mind. He keeps making waves that I can't paint. 10. The rain has stopped. We've evolved from crickets to birds. It's getting darker now. He does not move to turn on the light. Neither do I. We do not fear the dark. We fear what we cannot see. Thank you.
So what do you guys think so far? Oh, that can't be all you think. Not at this level of talent. What do you think? That's more like it. So in addition to the 300 of you in the audience, we also have 100 people listening worldwide on Penguin Radio. You could do both if you really wanted to, if you were so inclined. Our next performers, we're going to bring out another musical act. They're going to be a duo. One of them's my roommate. He's a fourth year bio major. His name is Kyle Arasaga, and his partner is a third year nursing major, JoBeth Pascal.
Hi, everyone. As he said, this is Kyle, and I'm JoBeth, and we just want to thank you for coming out and supporting Soul Candy. This is a great event, and we're honored to be part of the program with all their talented schoolmates. So what we're going to do is we're going to sing a little mashup, and hopefully you like it. So here we go.
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, so no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line, in my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and you shall find hold. But I'm not that old, young, but I'm not that bold, and I don't think this world is sold. We're just doing what we're told, and I feel something so right, doing the wrong thing. And I feel something so wrong, doing the right thing. I could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me want. Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, so no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. You shouted out, but I can't hear a word you say. I'm talking loud, not saying much. You criticize, but all your bullets ricochet. You shoot me down, but I get up. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, ricochet. You take your aim, fire away. You shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium. You shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium. I feel the love and I feel it burn. This river, every turn, hope is a four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn old. But I'm not that old, young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think this world is sold. We're just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong, doing the right thing. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river the lessons I've learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river the lessons I've learned. Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, so no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
What do you think of Kyle and Joe Beth, huh? That's what I'm talking about. So one of the things we love about Soul Candy is it really does represent the school in its diversity. Look around. This is who we are. This is where America is headed. And we know that here at Dominican and celebrate that. So thank you all. Right, I can say, all right, pat yourself on the back. Go ahead, what the hell? Other hand. Excellent. So we've had some dance from Tahiti. We're going to have dance from Africa toward the end. We have our folks from Saudi Arabia. Iowa, we're there? All right, we got everybody here tonight. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Ria Aquino, who is going to introduce Capamilia's cultural dance.
Okay, hello everyone. My name is Ria Aquino and I am a fourth year religious studies major, and I'm also Woo, yeah, religious studies. I'm also president of Kapamilya, which is the Filipino-American Association here on campus. So if I could have Kapamilya come out, please, so you guys could set up. Woo. Let's give a round of applause for Kapamilya. So Kapamilya in Tagalog means family, and we are the Filipino people, yeah, woo. Pretty much what we're gonna perform for you today, this weekend we have one of our major events coming up, and it's called Friendship Games. Pretty much all of the Filipino American associations from all the different college campuses throughout California, Arizona, Nevada, etc., they come together. It's one big gathering, and it's one huge competition of Filipino American clubs. And pretty much what we're gonna do, it's pretty much based on four things: spirit, pride, unity, friendship. And the school with the most spuff wins a really huge trophy. So we're gonna be representing Dominican. So please send us good lit wishes and stuff on our way. So this is our roll call, and every school has a theme, and our theme is Lion King. So rawr.
Well, that was kind of terrifying. All right, so our next performer, he's an exchange student from Spain. His name is Agustin Rodriguez.
Hola. Some of you already know me. I'm Agustin. I'm from Spain. I'm just studying here this semester. I'm studying abroad. I hope you enjoy this. I'm going to sing a Spanish song. It's called Enganchadita de mi Vida. It's about love and how it can become a drug if you depend on it. And, well, what's coming after is a surprise. So just enjoy, please. Thank you. Oh, by the way, Jason, if you're going to take me pictures, just do it without a flash, because I can urinate myself.
Sorry.
Just kidding. Enganchadita de mi vida, yonki de mi corazón. Si pudiera flambearte en el vientre de una cuchara, si pudiera pasearte de orilla a orilla por un mar de plata, si pudiera liarte en un papel, no iba a ponerle ni boquilla cartonera para que tintes mis alveolos del color de tus carnes morenas y que nadie me dé candela. No quiero más fuego que el del sol pa' tu melena, que nadie me dé candela. Yo le tengo celos a la llama que te quema y que nadie me dé candela. Yo le tengo celos a la llama. El humo que me sobre lo guardaré en una botella pa' que me sirva de consuelo el día que no te tenga. Eres mi única adicción, mi ilusión de cada día. Por ti convierto un cupón en el tobogán de la alegría. Si pudiera liarte en un papel, no iba a ponerle ni boquilla cartonera para que tintes mis alvéolos del color de tus carnes morenas y que nadie me dé candela. No quiero más fuego que el del sol pa' tu melena, que nadie me dé candela. Yo le tengo celos a la llama que te quema y que nadie me dé candela. Yo le tengo celos a la llama que te quema.
Thank you. I know it's kind of weird to listen to a song that you don't understand at all, but screw you. Learn to speak Spanish. So this song I'm going to perform us right now is the first song I ever composed. I was 16 when I started playing the guitar. I was after a girl, and I didn't know how to conquer her. So I was like, why don't I compose a song? Oh, yeah, because I don't play any instrument. Well, let's start. So I started learning to play the guitar, and I composed a song that I hope you like it. I'm going to ask you to clap, and if you don't, I know where you live. So you better do. And if you keep with the chorus, because that's in English, sing with me. You're invited. So let's go. Joy.
In a far land today that you lost your way, what can I do? I'm taking you to the promised land where you will have the Holy One. And if you do take my hand, you can fly. I will be your Superman, I'll take you to my Neverland. I will be your Peter Pan, you will fly just taking my hand. I will be your Peter Pan, I'll take you to my Neverland. Not yet. I will be your Superman, you will fly, just take my hand, just take my hand. You want me to stop now? With my heart over my heart plays, I swear that I'll take care of you. If it's necessary, I'll die, or with whoever, I'm fighting for you. Be sure that I'll give my life and my soul and screw the world. If you're not there, nothing does care. I will be your Peter Pan, I'll take you to my Neverland. I will be your Superman, you will fly, just taking my hand. I will be your Peter Pan, I'll take you to my Neverland. That's a good moment to start clapping. Come on. I will be your Peter Pan, I'll take you to my Neverland. I will be your Superman, you will fly just taking my hand. Yo seré tu Peter Pan, te llevaré a nunca jamás. Yo seré tu Superman, y conmigo podrás volar. Yeah, that was Spanish, I know you're weird right now. I will be your Peter Pan, take my hand. So take my hand, so take my hand. So take my, take my hand. I hope you understand what you have to take. Take my hand, hold my hand, hold my hand.
Wow.
Thank you very much, guys. You are absolutely awesome. That's all. Thank you.
Let's hear it one more time for Augustine. He was too good. He makes everybody else look bad. So our next act is not just one person. It's, I think, six. We have an alumni. We have two juniors, one sophomore, and a freshman. I forgot some of their names. I know it's Gerard, Dustin, Parker, Jack, and Michael. And they are going to play a couple of songs for you. They are in a band called Whistle Tips. If you've heard them before, you probably like them. If you haven't heard them before, you're in for a bit of a treat. So try to be patient while they set up.
This is radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to Soul Candy number 9.
Are you enjoying yourself, ladies and gentlemen? We got a big band coming up, and we also have our closer with Kenyon Dance. We've got some more surprises, so stay tuned and stay with us. By the way, we want to thank all of the sponsors, BSU, Capamelia. Are there still people from business? Business, science, sciences. It's so great all of you are here. So stay tuned.
Test. Okay. We are Whistle Tips. We're going to be playing Jumpin' Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones. We're going to play Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. Sorry. I was born in a crossfire hurricane, and I howled at my mom in the driving rain. But it's all right now. In fact, it's a guess, but it's all right. I'm jumping Jack Flash. It's a guess. I was drowned, I was washed, I was left for dead. I fell down to my feet and I saw them play. But it's all right now. In fact, it's a guess, but it's all right. I'm jumping Jack Flash, it's a guess. I'm on a fight, I'm off. Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And
I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And the message coming from my eyes says be alone. Don't wanna hear about it. Every single one's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And I'm talking to myself and now because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And the pain coming from my bones says, go back home. I'm going to Wichita, far from this opera forevermore. And I'm bleeding, and I'm bleeding, and I'm bleeding, and I'm bleeding for you. All the words are going to bleed from me, and I won't think no more. And the pain coming from my bones says, go back home.
The Whistle Tips here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu at Soul Candy 9, right here on the campus of Dominican University of California. We have academics and we have talent. Stay tuned, couple more groups coming up.
Put your hands together for Dustin Parker Gerard, Michael, and everybody else in this kick-ass band called Whistle Tips. So we're getting set up now for some fantastic Kenyan dancing. Many of you know my man Yema, am I right? He has a Yema has a brilliant mind. He is capable of doing the greatest of analysis in political science, even though, as you know, Yema is a communications expert. He has been in movies in Africa. and is a well-known character. So we are very fortunate as we get set up. So bring up the music and let's see if you can still clap in coordination.
Here at radio.dominican.edu, we are so proud to be part of Soul Candy 9. Soul Candy began with two students and a dream. They had a dream for the arts at Dominican, and it's grown into the largest, most popular student-run arts program at Dominican University. This is Soul Candy 9, the ninth one, and next spring, we're going to have Soul Candy 10, and it's going to be a blowout. We are so proud to be part of Soul Candy 9, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
All right, is everybody having a good time so far? All right, well, it is about that time.
Thanks for the love, guys. So, I was supposed to dance, but I've changed my mind. So right now, I think I'm going to say some poem. I don't know if you guys are ready, but y'all love poems, right? Y'all love poems, right? Okay, all right, put your hands together. All right, thank you. I'm just kidding with you. All right, I'm going to dance. I'm going to just show you just a few things how we do it back home. I hope y'all love it. Thank you.
Mr. Prime Minister, what is happening in the country is not right. People are suffering, man, and deaf young. You are going to Westmoreland.
We have pressure for people.
Man,
people are suffering because nothing is going. Don't in a Jamaica, no speak nigga bad. Tell the government, them people are keep calm. We don't know the ganja farm, we don't know the ganja farm. Just on the street, I run the place warm. Do I want the youth, them people no more can. But so we are surviving, I've been out and stamp. We know the ganja farm, we know the ganja.
Personally. Personally, I rock your body. I promise you go home, you won't tell daddy. I give it to you like you never had it. Screaming, judging, chill like speaking Chinese. Now waiting me this, back a boom boom. Now waiting I see, Zaga, but she know I'm me. She talks, so she know I'm me.
I know go lie, the things within my mind. When I see you dancing, can you
get that much up? Hey, boy, I do so.
Come on, Leo.
sisameno kala ingangungo mwebani kesakane.
Yama Khalif! Yama Khalif! Are you having a good time? We are so glad to see you. This audience broke 325. Yama, thank you so much. Oh, my. We want to do some thank yous right about now. We've got some people who have been working all night long. Did you see that crazy deer? Did you see the crazy deer poster? Did you like it?
That was thanks to Madison Palmer, senior art major. I don't know if she's here tonight. We
Let's
thank her
Madison.
For that.
On sound, the man with the beard, Johnny Reynoso. Back on the radio, right there, it's Leona George Davidson. Put your hands up.
We want to thank our PR manager, Tori Escalada.
Tori Escalada. I want you to know that up in the light booth, we have Alex Swan. Alex, flash those lights. All right. Alex did a great job today, and on stage working the back is Laura Button. It takes a lot of people, so if you like staging, if you like performing, we need to see you. We're going to be back in the spring for the wonderful Soul Candy 10. We're going to bring back some of the best acts from Soul Candy 10. May I give thanks to our senior producer, Evan Ferguson.
And thank you to Dr. Schreibman, our Soul Candy founder.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's thank JT Teodoro and Gabe Guevara, who you met earlier, for conceiving of Soul Candy. Thank you very much. We'll see you in the spring. Go home and study!
Soul Candy 9, another success here at radio.dominican.edu. We are so pleased to have broadcasted live this performance. This is DJ Noni. You will be able to listen to the podcast of Soul Candy 9 on radio.dominican.edu. And I'm going to have one of the founders of Soul Candy come down, and we're going to do a little bit of an interview. So I'm going to get this going and get a headset on Gabriel, correct?
Correct.
Hello. All right. Well, come on in, Gabriel. Tell me a little bit about... Okay. Tell me... Gabriel, tell me a little bit about how the founding of Soul Candy occurred for you.
Definitely. We were around jamming one night, and we thought, hey, kids on campus need a way to express themselves a little better. They have classes, they have papers, they have free time, but they need an organized way to express themselves. So we came up with the idea to Shreiman, Robert Shreiman, to the music head, the dance head, and they kind of helped us formulate it.
That is so exciting. And that was back in 2008?
2008, 2007, yeah.
That is amazing. You are. I'm so fascinated how something can grow out of the grassroots.
Definitely.
And then it takes hold, and it's really all student run.
It is, definitely.
Now, I heard Dr. Shreiman talking about the planning for Soul Candy 10, which is in the spring, and that's going to start tomorrow?
Yes, definitely.
So... That means that there's 6-7 months of planning for each one. What does that really entail?
Small steps. Very
small
steps.
Okay. Yeah. And he just listed 10 people that are here tonight. It's many more people than that.
Many more. Yeah, definitely department heads are behind us, the security is behind us, different faculty, and then community members.
Putting it together.
Putting it all together.
So what are you doing with yourself these days?
Teaching.
Where? Tell me everything.
I'm teaching music at Tassar Hills in Danville. I teach band, main curriculum music, K-5, and orchestra.
That's exciting. And did that happen for you right out of Dominican?
Out of college, I was trying to think of what I wanted to do. And I started volunteering, teaching kids. And I said, hey, this is probably what I want to do. So I got my teacher credential and went on to teach.
When are you going to bring your class from your school over here to watch Soul Candy?
I was thinking maybe... playing some of it for them. So getting the bits off the radio, maybe playing
okay,
for them.
Okay, we'll get that podcast up for you.
Definitely.
Now, you are a very creative person and you brought this to Dominican. Are you going to put something like this together for your young kids?
I'm thinking it, yeah. A kind of talent show, kind of grassroots starting that, having them do a lot of the work.
Right.
The same kind of, you know, taking it on themselves.
Well, Gabriel, we are so thrilled, and Dominican is abounding with talent, and you've just brought it to the forefront. So
thank you
for coming on the radio.
I'm glad to be home.
Well, that was Gabriel, one of the founders of Soul Candy, and I'm going to see if I can have someone else talk about Soul Candy. So I'm going to ask the next person that's coming along here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu to introduce yourself. Tell us about what your part is in Soul Candy.
Well, my name is Evan Ferguson, and I'm a senior here at Dominican. And I started performing in Soul Candy when I was a freshman. I was approached in one of my creative writing classes by a girl who knew Dr. Shreiman. And we had sort of hit it off on our interest in spoken word poetry. And she said, oh, there's this performing arts thing. You should go check it out. So I talked to her. I talked to Dr. Shreiman, who was really intimidating at first. He's a lot of energy. But, you know, I got up there and I performed and I was really, really nervous.
Didn't you say when you were performing tonight that you got stuck and that you were standing up there for like 3 minutes sweating?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't 3 minutes. It just felt like
it. It probably felt like 3 hours.
Oh, you know, it's one of the most terrifying things where, you know, I spent a month on this piece and I had a hard copy in my back pocket, thank God. But I spent all that time on this piece and I practiced it and practiced it and practiced it. And I get up there and I'm 2 minutes into it and I just can't think of the next word. I go completely blank.
That happens to performers, and you really have to be in the moment.
Yeah. What I found helpful for me is I like to coordinate my hand motions with what I say, and that sort of helps me lead into my next verse so I don't get stuck.
Do you have some Italian in you?
No, I don't. I just speak very violently, I suppose.
No, you're an emotional person, and when you're doing that spoken word, there is movement that goes along with it. Was this your first year doing leadership?
No, this is actually my second year as a producer.
Okay. Now, Soul Candy is not a once-a-year thing. It's a once-per-semester program. And as I was just talking to Gabriel, it takes 6 to 8 months to produce a Soul Candy.
Yes. We're going to debrief what happened tonight.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that because this is...
Which is part of the planning process, is debriefing and looking at it.
Because this is actually the smoothest Soul Candy we've ever had. I mean,
congratulations.
Yeah. We we usually try to stick to around 13 performers. We had 12 tonight, and normally that'll fill up 2 hours, and we might even go a couple of minutes over. We actually ended a little bit early tonight because we had our great stage crew, which is something we've never had before.
That's a talent in and of itself, and I think that it was really nice to hear Dr. Schreibman thank the folks behind the scenes. It just makes it seamless.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't get a whole lot of credit for what they do, but they really need to be on top of their game. They have to be really well organized. They have to know, you know, exactly what they're going to do, exactly when they're going to do it. I can get out there, I can kind of wing it a little bit, but, you know, they really need to focus on what they're doing.
And they did a great job. Well, thank you for leading, for performing, and it was just a really great event, and we're looking forward to getting the podcast up on radio.dominican.edu for you.
Yep, sounds great.
Take care, Evan.
Thank you.
You heard it right here on radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio, so proud to present Soul Candy 9. This is DJ Noni signing out. Penguin, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.